also the Joint Occupational Health and Safety Committee co-chair, Adam Grant. There is a recommendation in the package. Counselor Hawks.
I recommend that the Region of Queens municipality repeal policy 93 respecting vaccine mandates.
Seconded by Counselor Brown.
Solicitor report states, and at the time of writing this, March 21st has not yet occurred, so since yesterday the province has relieved all restrictions that were in place. With regards to that, our policy 93 vaccine mandates is no longer congruent with what the province is requiring everybody to do, so it makes sense to repeal that.
Any questions? Director Grant? And then I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Thank you. The next two items for people who are new to our sessions are discussion points. So there are points at which, did I leave one? All right, tax assumption, second reading of a bylaw. Who wants, Councilor Brown?
Councilor Charlton had her hand up first. Or
doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Stop fighting. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give second reading to Bylaw 14 respecting tax exemptions.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton. Ms. Plummer?
So just as it says, we'll be removing the two that no longer qualify. There's been no one come forward to call or
questions. Any questions of Ms. Plummer? We've been through this list several times, and I don't think there's any new non-for-profits that own property that we put on an exemption list. Deputy Mayor Muse?
I looked at some of them, and some of them are wrote down two or three times, and it's the same association.
Different PID numbers.
I know the different PID numbers, but why? Can you explain why they're not the same association, but just different PID numbers?
It's different assessment accounts with different parcel of land.
Okay.
So we have to list every PID number because the province sends tax bills for those according to the PID.
Yep.
So our policy has to have those PID numbers in there, that those people don't have to pay taxes, that everyone pays the taxes that are due on these properties as a gift for a non-for-profit from the people of Queens.
Their assessment account.
Their assessment account numbers.
Not PID
numbers. Not PID numbers, right, their assessment account. Any other questions? That was a good question.
We're here.
Councilor Hawks?
Yeah, the Roman Catholic Church in West Caledonia, that's, to my knowledge, is for sale. We haven't used it in over a year, so is that still on there? Or?
If it still belongs to them?
It still belongs to them, but it's for sale. Okay. Well, that
stays until it sells, once it sells.
Yeah.
It goes off the roll. And were there any other questions? Hearing none, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? So now we are at the discussion point of the agenda. So attached is a terms of reference for a proposed steering committee to examine what's required with building a new library. So councilors, you've had this document since Thursday. So you've had thorough time to read it. So now it's time to discuss it. Are there any points within the document that you disagree with, that you want clarification on? It basically states that the steering committee will be comprised of two members from the board, the library board, two members of library staff and two public members who frequent the library often and represent different interest groups. So we wouldn't have two young people, we wouldn't have two old people. We would try to have a mixture of demographics among the public. And it would be suggested that the staff of the library suggest names of the public people. Because if you're building a library, no different than you're building a swimming pool, you want the users of the facilities to be the ones who decide what it should look like, where it should be, the sizing, and then they bring all their recommendations and things back to this council, because it's this council that has to make the decisions. They're the thought gatherers of the process. They gather the information, they do the work, they report back to us, and then we send them off again on another direction. So is there anyone has any problems with the development and the steering committee? Also, as an honorary member, Thomas Riddall II would be an honorary member who could come and go as he so chooses as an honorary member, since the library was named after his grandfather. Councillor Charlton.
I was just wondering, so we have a councillor that sits on our library board, which is
right.
Councillor Brown, correct?
Right.
So I'm just wondering, could he also sit on this committee so he acts as like a liaison between that committee and council?
I would assume that the library board would appoint Councillor Brown.
Okay, I didn't know if that excluded,
just
I didn't
on
know
that
if that
library
excluded
board.
The councillor and it was specific
right.
to the board members besides
no,
the councillor.
No, no, no.
Okay.
It would be, so it would be my thought that the library board would appoint one of their board members as being Councillor
okay.
Brown, since he does represent our interests
okay.
on that board.
And we have two members from Queens County, Tom Shepard and from Caledonia,
right.
North Queens is the other one, so I assume the board would appoint the two Queens County representatives.
On the board.
Okay.
And then they would probably have as their staff the chief librarian.
And then two members from the public additionally?
Two members from the public.
Makes sense.
Does it make sense? Any other questions or comments about this committee? So can it go ahead as a recommendation? You'll see it at next council meeting as a recommendation, at which point direction. So are you giving direction? Do you agree with direction with staff on the formation of the committee, the
does
committee members?
Does someone have to move that to
no.
the recommendation?
No.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I don't have that in front of me, but I'll move that this steering recommendation committee be recommended for a recommendation on the next council.
Right. And that's seconded by Councillor Brown. And no further discussion on that. Call for the motion. All those in favor? Passed. Also within your package is a letter from the Queens County Historical Society directed toward me, but it's to be shared among all of you because it's your decision. So in the 90s, the former town of Liverpool hired a painter who worked for a few summers. He lived in a little trailer in the parking lot, and he went up a ladder and didn't have to worry about safety standards and belts and anything. He just kind of did his duty, and he painted the murals on the side of the building. The buildings are privately owned. There might have been Main Street funding money available at this point in time. So they are requesting that we do a restoration of those murals. And if you've looked at them, restoration probably means repainting of them all. Is this something that you wish staff to pursue? Is this something that you are going to be interested in budgeting, probably which will be a substantial amount of money in this budget that doesn't have this in it. What are your thoughts, Councillor Gidney?
After I received the letter, I was doing some research on this, and I read an article dated September 30th, 2017, in which it stated that there was the total cost for, and they talked about redoing the murals. said that there was, they had raised, had met its goal by raising $56,000. I would like to put this off to the next council meeting so I can look into this to find out if there is money out there. This is through the social, or the Chamber of Commerce.
That
so
they
I'd like
had
to take some, to investigate this a little bit further to find out if there is money, what it is, and then that will make our decision a little bit easier. If that's.
So you wish
would
to
that, would
make
council.
A motion that this just go back for discussion at
right.
next council meeting? You wish to make a motion that this remain as a discussion
yes,
item?
Yes.
For the following council meeting. Councilor Charlton?
I have a few questions, not opposed to that necessarily, but curious, when this happened before, since they are privately owned businesses, did those business owners contribute to any of this?
I have no idea.
So could that be asked of staff to find out that? And I'm also wondering, because we have the money available through, I think, the community investment fund for the business facade, so could that also be money that's contributed? We pull money from that to help cover the costs of something like this?
From the,
like
from the private business facade?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if that community investment fund, is if it's a business, my question kind of coincides. So if the business owners contributed before, then could you pull from that business facade, because that matches up to $5,000 that the business owner spends? That's my question.
There's money for businesses in the community facade program, as you know, that can apply for up to $5,000 to do any improvement on their exterior of the building.
Yes.
So as long as there was still money in the pot, if they wish to do improvement on the exterior of their building, they could apply up to $5,000.
Right, I'm just wondering.
But then the community investment fund has nothing to do with that, because that is money only for non-for-profit organizations, and business owners are not non-for-profit organizations.
So where the business facade money comes out of
That's its own line item in the budget.
So back to the business facade, though, if could this be an option? That's what I want to know for the next discussion, if it's being moved to another one.
If the business owners wanted to apply, they could apply for up to $5,000. And Ms. Vino, how much was in that line item this year?
There's $25,000 in the facade program for the coming year, but I can't remember off the top of my head how much Director Rocca had budgeted for the facade program, because we were really trying to pare things back, because we have to put some of our money that has to be matched, right?
Right. But yes, that can be. If there's money in the facade program, it will state up to what amount of money a business owner can apply for. Mm-hmm. So, and that is any business in Queens County can apply for that money. And when it's gone, it's gone.
And that's saying that the facade program is still, because Cola used to help too, so we'll have to see if it's still offered by.
And to find the records of who spent what money in the old town records is not easy.
Well, just if I may, I'm just going to say it was done by the former town of Liverpool before amalgamation. And so back then, they had a bid tax, so all the businesses downtown paid like 20 or 22 cents extra on their tax rate. I think it was 20 or 22 cents, something like that, was a big number. And it was the bid commission that I think initiated that project. And so that's where the businesses contributed. So I don't think any of the businesses that owned those buildings at the time contributed anything. I think it was through the general business tax. And so they probably applied for and received some provincial funding or federal grant funding as well. But my understanding is that's where it came from. But to track down those records, there may be something in the basement, I'm not sure, but I'm not sure how helpful it would be, because I think that's where the money came from the bid tax as well as other provincial and federal funding at the time.
I was just mostly curious, because for where we don't own the building, is there any onus on the business owner, or would this solely be a region initiative? I'm just trying to understand what that would look like.
So where the business owner actually owns the building and would have given permission back in 94, 95, whatever the year was they were put up. If council decides not to do anything, then it's up to the business owner to decide, because it is their building, whether they wish to do some touch-ups or whether they wish to paint over it. So the business owner can do that today without even asking us, because it is their building and it would be up to them to decide what they wish to do with it. And so if we did decide to go forward with it, we would still need their permission as well, and they would have to grant us permission to go ahead and do that. As the mayor said, there weren't any safety regulations that were probably followed back then. I remember him being up there on a ladder. many, many days, and so today it would be a much more stringent health and safety requirement, and the cost would be significantly more to do something like that. So $5,000 won't go very far for that project.
Counselor Fancy?
Going back to the letter that they sent us, it says we would ask if there is any intention or interest that the Region of Queens might have in seeing a future restoration of the project. So what they're looking for is to see if we want to invest into this.
Right.
And I don't know, it just seems kind of ironic to me because this is coming after the budget. We just passed the budget. We just talked to the swimming pool and said we can't give them any money because it's after the budget.
Right away.
And we're going to look at something else altogether different. I would be very offended if we were to go that route. I think it's a good project, but if we're going to, we can't do one over the other.
Other comments? Oh, I didn't know if it was a hand or a...
Oh, no, that was...
Okay.
A little bit of both. I don't think we've, to comment on Councilor Francis, I don't think we told the swimming pool no. We told them we need to talk about it more. And by discussing this more, we're not saying yes to the project, but we want to discuss it more and not shelve it right away. I personally love the murals, and seeing them across the river is a real selling point. When you go to any town, it adds a lot of beauty to the area. And means a lot to me. I knew Matt fairly well back at the time. Had a lot of beers with him over a table. And a couple of weeks ago, we were up in Kentville, and I was walking down a pedestrian passageway, found a painting of Matt on the wall. You know, somebody had done a self-portrait, or he did a self-portrait of Matt. I think this is worth looking at. I think it really beautifies the town and gives us something to look at. But it's not in our budget this year, and you know, they have to realize we're not going to be able to give them a commitment of funds right away.
Councilor Charlton?
I'm just thinking, since those business owners could paint over those tomorrow, wouldn't it make sense for Region of Queens to reach out to those two business owners to see what their vision for their buildings are, to see if this is even a possibility? Because maybe they have a different vision. I'm not saying I'm against this project at all, but I think that we're missing that step, and so we should reach out to them first to see if they have a vision and what they think, because maybe someone has a plan to side a building. You really don't know, because it's privately owned. So I think that conversation, I would like to see you as the mayor reach out to those business owners or the region staff, whatever the appropriate way is, measure, and see what their vision is. So then I think we could come back to the table later, go from there.
I can do that. I have a meeting with the Sobeys and the Timmys, so I can ask this question of these people.
Because
so basically I'm going to ask them, I'm not going to suggest the Region of Queens is putting any money into painting their buildings. I'm going to simply ask, do you have plans for the side of your building?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lead any false hopes.
No, I'm
not
at their vision.
Point that we should paint
if they have plans.
Murals. I can see a use of hundreds of thousands of dollars in much better ways than repainting someone's buildings. But I will do that. I'll find the two owners. And this goes back for further discussion at our next council meeting. I'll have our homework done by then.
Yeah.
And Councilor Gidney, you're
yes.
going to see if you can find out
yes, sir.
Who raised $57,000 at that point in time in that year. Was it the Queen, was it Historical Society?
It was the Silk Queens Chamber of Commerce.
Well, they certainly don't have any money in their bank.
No, but I just want to see what happened to it. Like, where was it earmarked for something else? Was it, like, if it was around, like, where is it? It doesn't appear that they did anything with it, so.
Yeah.
But it's just something that I think we should look into.
Yeah.
And I agree that we should definitely be talking to the owners of the buildings and
we've got a motion. I'd like to second it.
Second it?
Yeah.
So discussion on the motion to move it to back in our next council meeting is another discussion point. Yes? I suggest we take a motion to move in camera. Moved by Counselor Charlton, seconded by Counselor Brown, all in favor. Suggest we take a 10 minute walk around. And thank you very much.